Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us on yet another episode of Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Hardy, and as always, we are going to have an amazing show today. It's TGI Friday, TGIF, so we're going to do this show a little bit different today. What we're going to do is we're going to invite all of our listeners to post the show, tweet the show, text the show, send it out to your network, and let everyone know that Changing the Conversation is on the air, because this show you definitely are not going to want to miss. And we're going to do it a little bit different because we usually stop for a commercial break every 15 minutes. We make sure we play those commercials to pay those bills. But today, because we have such an exciting show, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to stop for a brief commercial break right now so we can get those commercials out the way and we can dedicate one full hour to entertaining you. So we're going to stop.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. Just like I promise you that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
And that's the question of the day, the question of this morning. Do you, Nabuki? If you haven't Nabuki'd in a long time, we invite you to visit the Punch TV Studios social media network, Nabuki.com. That's Nabuki.com. And we're going to get started with today's show. But if you're listening on the line today, we're going to have so many people on today's show that this might be the show to just listen and take advantage of everything we're doing here at Punch TV Studios. If you are listening to this show on the computer and you want to join the conversation, we're still going to invite you to call in. But we got a lot going on. I think this show may actually go a little bit over an hour because we, today, I'm telling you, you're going to thank me. You're going to thank me because we have some exciting news for you. For anyone who doesn't know, Punch TV is broadcasting live in Southern California on KILM. We are now in over 16 million more homes. 16 million more homes, making Punch TV's reach a total of 25 million homes. We're covering Southern California from the desert to the sea, and we have a hot new show. Let me tell you about it. It's called Diva Glamoth. Diva Glamoth, and we have all six of the Diva Glamoth here today on the line to talk to you about their hot new television show. But let me tell you, you can only see this television show on Punch TV. So even before we bring these ladies on the line, I want everybody to go to their social network. I want you to post it. I want you to tweet it. I want you to let everyone on LinkedIn know. Call your friends. Call your pastor. Go over to your neighbor's house and tell them Diva Glamoth is on Punch TV and is coming to you next month. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the Diva Glamoths are fabulous. They're stylish, and if you cross them, they can be downright vicious, not your average grandmas. So don't expect milk and cookies when we enter their homes. These glamoths are dating, traveling, and living life to the fullest. Drama, excitement, nightlife, these Diva Glamoths will keep you on your feet and tuned in to Punch TV. So in addition to being Diva Glamoths, they're also dealing with the lives of their adult children and their grandchildren. So you know this show is going to be hot, a hit show. So let me, without further ado, introduce all of the fabulous Diva Glamoths. We have Miss Queen Turner, Grand Diva on the line. We have Diane Dots, Bodacious Diva on the line. We have Rhonda Robinson, Baby Diva on the line. We have all of the Glamour Divas on the line. Carol Creekmore, Diane, Elizabeth, Camilo. We have all of these ladies who the majority were soul-trained dancers, and now they are living life to the fullest on Changing the Conversation with Punch TV. Good morning, Diva Glamoth. Do we have everyone on the line this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Welcome. I've never done a show. You hear me? I'm like all over the place. I've never done a show with more than two guests and some callers calling in to ask questions. So we're going to make this work. We're going to do what we do in the Punch Bowl. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow Miss Queen Turner to give us a little background on the show, how we got together, and we're going to talk to each of you individually. How does that sound, ladies?
Sounds great.
Great.
Sounds great.
Great. All right.
Yes, well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm, again, Queen Turner, the Grand Diva. Diva Glamoth was a vision of mine. I've been a glamour so long till I felt like I had to do something to, you know, just to give it a little oomph, you know. I have grown children. I've been a grandmother ever since the age of 29. Now I'm a great grandmother. So I felt like, and I have friends that are also grandmothers. And everybody, this is our second go around. So everybody's trying to get lifted up, and like I said, we've raised the children. Now we're raising grandchildren, and as such, in my case, great grandchildren. So I just wanted to be able to let the world in and see what we're doing to try to maintain and keep going without losing our minds.
Okay, so what made you decide to actually make a television show out of being a Diva Glamoth?
I'm sorry, say that again. I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Okay, your life is interesting. It's wonderful. You're dealing with your grandchildren. You're dealing with life, your great-grandchildren. But what made you decide to produce a show from your life?
Oh, well, like I said, because I thought it was interesting enough to, whereas if I can help another young mother, grandmother, great grandmother, then I feel like I've accomplished something because, you know, we as women, we always get looked down upon, especially black women. So now we're just trying to elevate ourselves up and, again, trying to maintain our lives, the children's lives, the grandchildren's lives. And we just want to we still look good enough to where we just, the girls just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said the majority of you were – you ladies were soul-trained dancers. So for the – and this question is for any of you. For the ones of you that were soul-trained dancers, have you been friends since your soul-trained days?
Oh, very much so. It's Diana Puskas. She was okay. Bruner when we were soul-trained. And then we have Carol Creekmore. Yeah, we go way back to the 70s, 1973 to be exact. They were already on the show when I came on the show. I came on the show December of 73, and they were already there riding the train.
Mm-hmm. So, Diana, you were a soul train dancer?
Yes, I was the original soul train dancer back in starting dancing on the show in 1973 all the way to 1980. And
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, it was Queen and I, we were always on the floor with Carol. And I tell you, we really had an exceptional childhood. And we're going to bring that on the screen with Diva Glamov, and we can still dance. Let me tell you, probably.
Yes, darling. Yes. Tell them, darling.
So, Carol, you're still out there cutting the rug, too?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I came on the show in the third season as well. I came in September 73, and it was the bomb. A lifetime, you know, of wonderful memories, experiences, meeting people. It was wonderful.
And you've all remained friends since then.
Yes. Over the years, yes, we have.
Yeah.
What really brought us back closer together, you know how you as adults go your separate lives. It kind of like high school, you know, but you keep in contact with the people that you were
mm-hmm.
closer to. But we've become much closer since Don's death.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow,
yeah.
The late, great Don Cornelius.
Yes,
I must say you're correct, Carol. You are so correct.
Well, you know, we're more like a family. So we have a full extended Soul Train family. So just to pretty much share our moments and our times and even talk about some moments on, you know, on the show, it's going to be fabulous. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And you're only going to be able to see it on Punch TV. So, Carol, what were your thoughts when Queen came to you, the Grand Diva, and talked to you about this idea for a show? What did you think?
Oh, I was so excited. It was such a wonderful idea. I did whatever I could to support her with it, and I was appreciative of her asking me to be a part of it. I got on the plane and flew to Washington. It was great.
Well, so this, again, is a question for anyone. I'm going to speak to everybody individually. But I know, and, you know, maybe I'm starting some trouble here, but who was the one who went, we're grandmas, this is crazy? Like, was there anyone who said, why do a show now? Was there, I mean, really, seriously, because it's just like we feeling good, it's a wonderful idea, but was there anyone who was reluctant to do a television show now?
Well, not me, because we have a lot to offer. Queen came up with the concept, and we have a lot to offer and to help women in their daily lives, like myself. Today is my last Friday in my 31 career with the state, 31 years. And if I can encourage someone else to take that step, you know what I mean? And how
it
is juggling career, family, and I'm going on to my second half, and the second half is good. The second half of life is good. You don't give up because of your age. You don't give up. So
or
no,
give up.
Yeah.
Oh,
so when she came, I went, yeah, let's go, girl. Come on. That was great.
So you're retiring after 31 years today.
Monday actually is my last day. It's my birthday, and I I had to be a certain age to get the certain credits for the 31 years I've been here. Actually, I've been here more than 31 years because I had two children during my tenure, so I had to make that mark. So that will be my last day, Monday, the last day.
Hey.
Yes. So that's the first thing I have to say is congratulations. We are proud of you, and we are proud that we can take this journey with you and so that we can be a part of the second half of everything that you're doing. But also, I did notice you threw that in there, so I have something else for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. So much. Thank you so much.
This is what happens when Mr. Collins leaves me alone. He just right. I just start doing stuff. You know, he doesn't call in, so I just do whatever I want to do. So, no, seriously, we are so excited to be able to take this journey with you all because, you know, what most people don't really understand, I've been with Punch TV Studios for 4 years. Or with Punch TV for 4 years. But most people don't understand that we have been broadcasting since 2008. We have been on the air since 2008. So for us, most people are just hearing about what we're doing and realizing what we're doing. But we've been broadcasting 24 hours, 7 days a week. And so now that we've grown a little bit, Diva Glamas is our baby. Hear me when I say we're going to take this show, make it into hit show. It is. It's exciting for us, and it's unique because your show is unique. There's no show out there like what you're doing. And I think it's so timely because, you know, a long time ago, people were old when they were like 40. You know what I mean? Your life is over. You go sit down somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like now you're just getting your second win. So I love it. And you can encourage so many other people to go out and live their lives and not just sit at home in a rocking chair because they're 60. You know what I mean? 60.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and Sharifa, this is why we took the younger divas up under our wings, such as Diane Dotson, Rhonda Robinson, you know, trying to mold them and show them that there's, you know, life doesn't end at 40. It is just beginning for a lot of us. And I come from a family of young grandmas. You know, my mother was a young grandma. Her mother was a young grandma. So it's five generations of us now. And I want that to count for something, to stand for something. You know, even though we were young having children and then we became young grandparents, we didn't stop living. We kept flourishing, and, you know, I want to be able to share that with other young mothers and grandmas.
Okay, so Diane Bodacious Diva, since we mentioned you, how does it feel to be around or to be a part of the other divas as one of the newer ones to the family?
Hi, good morning. I feel fantastic, you know. I feel honored when Queen asked me to be part of this place. Didn't know which way at the moment, but when she did ask me, I was honored to be part of it. And the reason for being because we have a lot of mothers who are out here, and we have mothers who have children, and they need that guidance. So me working with children and having that background with children, what can I bring? You know, what can I bring to this environment of today? So I was very honored when she did ask me to be part of the show.
Were you nervous about opening up your life or your world on television?
No, I wasn't. Not at all, because these are life experiences and challenges that I've gone through. And I appreciate it that I was able to live through those experiences so that I can help others throughout their life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Where did the name Glenmoss actually come from?
Well, we weren't grandmothers. We're not your typical grandmothers. So I felt like we're glamorous. So I just said, well, maybe we could call ourselves the Glammas, because people are always telling me how glamorous and gorgeous I am. So I just thought I would incorporate it into that, because at first it was Diva Grannies. And then somebody said, well, you girls don't look like grannies. So I said, okay, well, let me go back to the drawing board. And so, yeah, that was the whole concept behind it, is just trying to be grandmothers and glamorous and gorgeous all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So do your great-grandchildren and your grandchildren actually call you grandma? Yeah, I know, because as grandparents, sometimes we like, oh, you can't call me grandma. You have to call me Nana or some other derivative.
You know what, Sharifa? I never had that. I never had that problem. Like I said, even being a young grandmother, I wanted my grandchildren to recognize who I was. Now, they get my mom and I confused, because my mom is named Queen also. So, like my great-grand, she'll call me Gigi. You know, for great grand, and she'll call, and then she'll call my mom grandma. But you know, she just, you know, reverses it. But my mom is really I'm her great grandma, and my mom is her great great grandmother. So, but no, I wanted all my grandchildren to recognize who I was, and they either call me grandma or granny, and I accept that.
No, that's wonderful. So we do have Rhonda Robinson, who's Baby Diva, on the line. Do we have Rhonda on the line?
Yes, you do. How are you doing this morning?
Okay. I'm finding you, and you're Baby Diva. So how is it for you working with the other Glammas?
It's a wonderful experience, you know, learning how to be a grandma. I'm the youngest and raising five children. I'm a single mother, so I'm taking this all in. You know, they're showing me the ropes of, you know, my career and how to juggle that, and being a single mother on my own, and just getting a swing of this thing, being a grandma.
How do you feel about the show? Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm real excited. I'm super. Awesome.
I have to make sure, because I'm trying to get you to come into the punch bowl with us. You know, my energy is up at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying to see if we waking Baby Diva up. We grandmas, we got to be ready to go. So we're going to get out there. Because we really are going to push this show. This is my job is to eat, drink, dream of ways to make this show a hit show, because I'm sure you ladies know, but you really only need one hit show to make a network. You know, when you have 2.5 Men, they taking off for that network, that built that network. When you have Empire, who's building a network, then you can put shows on before it, or you can put shows on after it. But you need one hit show to really take off. And I really believe, and maybe this is me being biased, because I really love the idea, but I really believe that this is a hit show for Punch TV. I believe this show is going to take us so much farther.
Thank you.
I think it will. I agree with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree as well. Sassy Diva agrees too, so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
I see so many different shows, and the thing is, a lot of people want to push millennials. You know, the millennials are doing this, the millennials are doing that. You know what I mean? But when you have people who are like, okay, we've been there, we've done that. When you guys were, as they say, you know, not even a glint in your dad's eye, we were on Soul Train. You know, we were living life, and so you have that experience that these millennials can't even dream of.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's the whole thing, you know, about we always had a big following because of, you know, because of us dancing on a TV show that lasted 100 years and has been all over the world. So it's, you know, it's like, you know, we never got the recognition that we really needed, but you know what? The people gave it to us anyway, and they're still giving it to us, even to this day. So,
yeah, and especially, I just want to add to this note. This is Diana, and like the city of Los Angeles honored us and gave us plaques on dancing on Soul Train because we had influenced so many in their lives, you know, as far as
and also they inducted us into the African American Smithsonian. We went there to be inducted into the museum.
It was last September.
Yes.
And we were inducted into the Black Museum, and I thought that was an honor within itself. I mean, you know, you go and you see our outfits in the museum and the different artifacts. So yeah, that was a life changing moment right there. So that's what I'm saying. We're not getting old. We're getting better. And like I said, we can pass this on to the grandchildren because our children are grown and, you know, they didn't listen to us back in the day. So now we're working on these grandchildren because the children can't hardly do anything with the grandchildren. So here we go again, raising another set, which is a lot different compared to when my kids were younger. My grandkids are totally different. This is the age of electronics and, you know, all the technology and all that good stuff. So it's like all these computer babies are coming up now. And I have my grandkids at 2 and 3 showing me how to work an iPad. And I'm just like, how crazy do I have to feel, you know? But, yeah, but that's, you know, so it's we have lived to see this generation come up, which, again, makes it very interesting because we look at our children. I look at my grandchildren, now I'm looking at my great-grand. So it's, you know, it's something to be shared with the world.
Yes, and they say there's nothing new under the sun. So you've seen it happen, so you have that experience. Now, I'm a film, television connoisseur. Like, I even when I'm off work, when I go home, I'm constantly watching television or reading what's going on. And I read something. I don't know if it's accurate, and I don't know if you know or if it's true, but I read that Don Cornelius wanted to get Soul Train on the air, and the networks wouldn't pick it up, so he paid for it out of his pocket. Is that?
Yes, yes.
Correct.
Yes, virtually, that's pretty much what happened. Yeah, he had a dream. See, I've had a lot of people in my life that made a difference, and I saw their dream materialize. So I said, well, you know what, I can do that too. And I watched this man because even before I got the Soul Train, I knew Don Cornelius. So it was like I saw his dream materialize, and I'm like, you know, hey, if you never give up, this is what happens. So he was a good example, and yes, he turned it into a $1 billion industry. And you know, Haiti's gone, but before he left here, he was proud of us. So I can say
was.
We made him a lot of money.
Yes,
I mean, we made money too, but nowhere near as much as he made.
Exactly. Did you, any of you ever think that Soul Train would go as far or do as well as it did?
I don't know.
No, not really. I mean, we didn't even realize how big it was when we were there. I mean, we just knew we went to the studio, we showed up, we did our shows, and we had fun. We met a lot of people, a lot of influential people that are still in our lives today. And we're still friends, and so yeah, we watched a lot of the entertainers become who they were because we all started out together. So yeah, no, we had no idea to how big it, you know, it
Yeah, well, I didn't know that when I was cooking up Patti LaBelle's little costume in the back that Patti LaBelle was going to be Patti LaBelle. You know, we didn't know when El Jabraj came on and said, "How do you like this song? We're playing it for the first time," that it was going to be a standard hit after that. We didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson telling me, Can you help me? Can you protect me? Yes, because everybody was just crowding around. Can you protect me? Of course I can, Michael. Just come with me. Nobody's going to mess with Queen Turner. And so, yeah. So,
oh, wow.
I mean, those are all the exciting moments that we had and the friendships that some of us still carry to this day.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. And that is really one of the things that we want to do here at Punch TV Studios is I always tell Mr. Collins is that people are going to look back and be really amazed at everything that we've done. I mean, it's really only a few people at Punch TV Studios that make up the company, a few people, but we've moved mountains and changed the world with just a few people. So when people actually realize everything that we're doing, it's really going to be amazing. Now, I think we're going to continue the conversation, but I think I spoke to everybody but Elizabeth. I think Elizabeth has it on the line, but I have background from Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you with us? Do we have Elizabeth on the line?
I don't hear.
Maybe that static is her trying to get in. I mean,
right. That's why I keep opening the line. I have somebody else on the line, but it's a lot of feedback for me, so I'm closing the line. But we have. Okay, let's see. Let me see. Elizabeth, are you with us now? Okay. No. So we're going to continue with the show. We have an amazing show. We're at the 30-minute mark for Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studio CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I'm your co-host, Sharifa Hardy. As always, we invite you to post this show, tweet the show, Facebook it, LinkedIn, text it. Let everyone know that you are listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Right now, this show will immediately be archived when you finish. Immediately when you finish listening, share the link. Let everybody know to tune into this show because we are talking about Punch TV Studios' newest hit show, Diva Glammas. And we do have at least the majority of the Diva Glammas on the line today. And they're sharing their experience and how they had the courage to actually be Diva Glammas. I think we have Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you with us? No. Yes, go. Having static. I'm sorry. I'm trying to bring all of us together today on this one phone call, but we're having an amazing show. We're celebrating life, our second wind. So we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to go back to Miss Carol Creekmore. We're going to talk a little bit more. What is your vision for the show, and where would you like to see this show go?
To be meaningful, to, again, let everybody know it's never too late. It's never too late to fix relationships and mend them, whether they continue together or apart, to heal, to encourage, to uplift, and just let everybody know, again, basically, it's never too late to pursue your dream, as Queen has shown us, and never give up.
Fantastic. Diana, for you, what are some of the things that we can look forward to on the show?
Well, I tell you, they're really in for a blast because the excitement that we share, the relationship with Queen and Carol and Rhonda, and Liz, all of us. I tell you, it's gonna be a show where you can't stop watching. Just like Soul Train. Remember back when Soul Train started, everybody rushed in on Saturday? That's exactly the way Diva Glammas is gonna be. Because these I mean, we're not really grandmas. We're glamas, and we're beautiful, and we're talented, and we're going to show the world how it is to live in our world.
That's right. That's right.
So,
and we're
going to
find
some
of these thirsty women some husbands, I guess, for those that want to get married again.
Okay, so how many of the six are looking for husbands, or not looking for husbands? How many of the six are single?
Oh, well, I am.
Diana,
Know, mind and
Carol, Diana, Diane.
Rhonda.
Rhonda, are you looking, Rhonda?
Yeah, I'm looking.
He was looking booed up last night. You know,
Rhonda's over there in the corner.
I had nothing to say about it.
Really, I would hope you wouldn't. Get your cell phone this dang mic now, girl. I would hope you wouldn't. We ain't talking about who I know you be booed up with. Then let's go. Let's put that out there.
Look at the drop.
Who you think?
Yeah, so watch it now. You don't want me to put you off there now.
Okay, girl.
You gotta tune into the show. That's how you do it. You gotta tune in.
Because you know, I can always call. I can you know, always make a phone call now.
Make a phone call. Who we need to call? Give me the number. I'll call them right now.
That part. Yeah, but for those that are looking for a husband, I hope they find one. They don't know what they're in for, but hey, God bless them.
Oh, wow. So we're going to see all of this on the show. Where are you going to go look for the husband? That's what I want to know. Can I come too?
Yeah, you can come along. I'm not looking. But I'm trying to find somebody for the thirsty one. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be
the matchmaker, the deal breaker. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well, they say that eHarmony is a good place to find a match.
Let me tell y'all. I'm gonna have to come up with my grandma name. I'm not a grandma yet, but I'm 41, so I'm gonna be there one day. So I'm gonna come up with my little name. I'm gonna tell y'all, blackpeoplemeet.com. That's where I met mine. 9 years.
Oh, blackpeoplemeet.com. Okay.
Blackpeoplemeet.com. I gave them a free advertising. Blackpeoplemeet.com. My friends called me 50 first dates. I lined up first date. I only need 2 days to figure out you missed the wrong. So I had a date Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, two on Saturday, and two on Sunday. I'm trying to tell y'all, blackpeoplemeet.com. So don't try to work that into the show, but I'm just telling y'all, if y'all looking, it's easy. It's millions of men in California.
But if you enter the application, right, and they're supposed to hook you up with somebody that has the same, you know, compatibility, the same things you like, right? So why would you have to go through so many different dates?
Because this is really why. It's because I decided that I wanted to have fun. More than I wanted to find Mr. Right, I wanted to get out the house and I wanted to have fun. So it cost me $14.99 per month to be on blackpeoplemeet.com. I was going on so many dinner dates, that covered that whole expense. So I was going out and having fun, and I met one guy on blackpeoplemeet.com. We've been together for 9 years, and I've been trying to get that man to mess up so that I can go back on blackpeoplemeet.com, but he won't.
No. Hey, that's a good thing, because guess what? I'm on my 10th husband. I didn't meet any of them on blackpeoplemeet.com.
Okay, did you say your 10th? Wait, hold on. Did you say your 10th husband?
Yes, ma'am.
Like 1 and 0?
Yes, 1 and 0. Exactly.
Okay, see, but somebody tell me, like, you serious?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what time is this show on? Because I'm tuning in.
I don't ever want to do it again. I'm done. Stick a fork in me. I'm done. Yes.
Well, maybe if you would have went to blackpeoplemeet.com.
That's what I'm saying.
No, No, I doubt very seriously if I'd have met him on blackpeople.com. Well, wait a minute, this is radio, so I can only take it from so far. Well, this is another show.
this is Blog Talk Radio. This is my show. Yeah. We can say whatever we want on this show. We got to help the people. We here to help. So whatever information, whatever guidance, leadership, knowledge, the ladies, they need to know. That's why they tuning in to Diva Glamour. They don't know. Yeah. Both ladies, they don't know. So tell us.
Yeah.
Tell us. Because I'm going to call you after this show and ask for advice. So go ahead.
No, you don't know. Now, that's a pattern of mine you don't want to follow. I could get a husband when I couldn't eat, okay? I could get, a husband was no problem. I could get husbands. You know, it's just that they weren't all sane. Some were insane in the membrane. So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so are any of the ex-husbands, do we see any of the ex-husbands during the show?
Nah. You may see one. That's about it.
Okay, because we got to call some of them. Just have them drop by, you know what I mean? Somebody to change their mind. Like, baby, I'm sorry. I know it was 8 marriages ago, but I love you. Like, something like that.
Yeah, well, some of them didn't make it, boo. So, hey, they're no longer with us.
Okay. That's one of those, if I tell you what happened, I have to kill you. So I'm going to leave that alone.
There you go. Yes. But like you said, I'm here to watch my divas get hooked up, matched up, and you know, and live their life. That's because that's my dream for them is to be happy. We're on the downhill side, so we want to coast on down the hill and enjoy ourselves.
I want to see Rhonda get hooked up because she seemed reluctant. The reluctant people are fun. Those are the ones you got to push out there to see what happens. She seemed kind of like,
she's,
I don't
so
know.
Cute.
Maybe he'll find me.
Would you say?
I said, I'm going to push Rhonda out there because she seems reluctant. She seems like she's sitting in the shadow like, I don't know, maybe he'll find me.
I'm sitting in the shadows because, yeah, it'll be a whole other show because I'm just telling you, you got hooked up on blackpeople.com, let me tell you. Me personally, don't mess with blackpeople.com. Don't mess with POS. Don't mess with tags.
But you know,
don't
you
mess
know,
with none
you
of them.
Know.
No. My thing is this. Now, yeah, I got the list, so this is what I'm telling you. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm
POS.
Let me get old school. Plenty of Fish, all that stuff. None of that eHarmony, none of that. Pick me up the old fashioned way. Meet me in the grocery store on aisle 9. Picking up something like that, I'm good.
That's okay.
Because
that's
it's
okay.
Too many weirdos, and I'm not trying to go to jail for murder right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes out here, all these dudes got underlining issues. It's like half of them got a baby mama sitting in the wing somewhere they don't want you to know about. The other half is married and then sitting here, I'm in the midst of getting a divorce, knowing they ain't trying to divorce this woman because it's cheaper to keep her, but then they want to keep you. Then the other half is on some down low business. I'm good. So yeah, let me have somebody come to me. Have somebody
that's
come
right.
to me. So
well, you know
I'm
they say,
right,
man,
the
to find
show.
A woman, find it the
no,
good
she's
thing.
Right,
the
good
she's
thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, the pickings out here are terrible.
And it is. And then the other half got more kids than me. So you know,
they don't
even
have from nobody.
But see, this is the part that killed me, is the ones that got more kids than me. When they ask you, how many kids you got? I tell them, okay, I got 5. Dang. Hold on, bruh. My kids came from a marriage. Let's get this straight. See, you got like 6-7 kids because you got, 4-5 baby mamas. Mine came from one person. You got how many?
Right.
Laying off in the wing somewhere. So let's
okay.
talk about it. See, a lot of guys don't want to hear that. So, yeah, that's why I'm over here waiting in the wings because I ain't about to let you sit here and talk crazy to me. No, we're not doing that. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
That's okay.
Pick me up.
I'm
going to
send them
at the
over
grocery
there.
Store. Pick me up at the grocery store. Meet me in the produce.
I'm about to talk to
meet me in the produce section.
Okay.
Nice and
fruity. I'm about to talk to Mr. Collins.
You're
going to
have all these men going to the grocery store, girl.
That's what I said. I'm about to tell him, say, Mr. Collins, guess what? We're about to shoot the show at the grocery store, and Rhonda, she's going to be standing right there, and we're going to bring in some men, and we're going to have her talk to him.
Meet me at the grocery store, yes. And I don't want you all clean, because, see, half the time, like my grandmother would tell me, when a man is too clean, he ain't got no job. He is a pimp. Or something like that. A real man, he's going to have a little grit up under his nails, you know, check his shoes out, you know, make sure he working. And, yes, double check to make sure he got a job, you know. Make sure he got a car and got his own
place.
How
you double check, Rhonda? You showing him that you can't job?
Hey, I do the pop-up. I ain't even playing. Okay, yeah, same way you want to run my credit, let me run yours. Yeah, what's the job address? Yes, okay, yes, I'm going to do a background check. Okay, can I call your supervisor? Okay, I want to make sure this is for real, for real. Yes, I want to know what time you get to work and I'm getting off work. Yes, I'm asking a supervisor. Yes, it's Mr. Rodriguez in. Yes, it's Mr. So-and-so at work today. Yes, who is this? Oh, I'm his auntie. You know, I'm just calling because, you know, his baby was sick. You know, hey, I got to check on these things, you know. I'm sorry.
Something happened, I'm telling you. Somebody lied. Somebody did something. And that's a whole episode in itself.
Oh, yeah, you got to check on. Yes, yes. Oh,
no,
yes.
But that is so true. That's so true because I'm in the security business. So I make sure that I give a total background check.
And,
I know where they mother's mother, they grandfather.
but you didn't help Queen out? I mean, she over here been married 10 times. You didn't do no background checks for your girl?
Hey, but you know what? Saying that Queen been married 10 times, I'm telling you, a lot of these dudes got underlining issues. And so,
nobody did no background checks. Nobody was like, let me help you out. Let me sit down. I got you. Nobody did that?
You know, during the time I was getting married, see, times wasn't as crucial as they are now. And a couple of husbands I married on the jail. So you can't marry him. Why not?
Wasn't good intentions.
But, you know, I didn't have good. Like I said, now, I'm not saying they were, it was all their fault now, I must say. No, I can't put that on all of them. Some of it was me too.
So you take responsibility for like 3 out of 10, huh? You like 3 was me, 7 was them.
All I want to see, I want to see the rest of the girls find happiness and love and all that good kind of stuff. Because I'm good. I'm cool.
So we getting feedback. Hold on. Okay. I think that should be fine. I think somebody be getting feedback. So we should be good. So so 10 times. Okay, so after like about the 7th, 8th time, did you go like, oh, he ain't going to be here long anyway. You know, this is Mr. Right Now, like Mr. Right Now.
Let me tell you something, Shereba. I was moving so fast on husbands. I had the same last name twice and didn't even realize it until years later. Because, you know, I would get married and then I'd leave the country because I had to go to work, you know. So, yeah, I had two husbands with the same last name and just realized that within the last few years.
Wow,
yeah.
Just say some paperwork,
just say
though.
Some paperwork,
Moved on.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's kind of bad when your last name is.
We get a feedback. Let me see where we get a feedback from. Okay, hold on. Okay, there we go. Is that? I think I have everybody without the feedback right now. So you moved on.
Yeah.
So that was good.
You know, like I said, that just let me know how out of touch I was with this because, like I said, the same last name twice, and you know, you don't realize it until after the fact. I'm just like, oh, okay, this can't be good. But marriage isn't for everybody. It's not for everybody. So I had to realize that. And usually that's the way it is for the people that it really doesn't matter to. We're the ones that can always get married at a whim,
mm-hmm.
and knowing we don't need to be married. So,
no, I mean, I agree, though, because I'm 41, and I've been divorced twice, you know, and I tell people a lot of women need to learn how to leave, and I need to learn how to stay, because it's so easy for me to be like, okay, next, move on, because you're not doing your job. You got one job, let's next. You know, I'd be Elizabeth.
Right.
I'd be,
you know what, Sharifa, what I want to teach women is that first you have to love yourself. And you have
mm-hmm.
to learn to be by yourself and entertain your own self. Then you can learn how to be with someone else. Because let me tell you
mm-hmm.
something. You are your best company. So
mm-hmm.
once you embrace and love yourself, then you can move on to another person because it starts with self first. So
mm-hmm.
this is why I can live by myself and love myself. And I don't have to have a companion because I put a lot of time into myself. Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit cray-cray. This is true. But
just a little bit.
Again, you know, you don't have to have someone to define and make you that whole person and to define mm-hmm. who you are. You have to – it starts with yourself first. Because, see, once you love yourself, someone else is bound to love you because they see how you love and nurture yourself. So that tends
mm-hmm.
to fall. That tends to make people fall in love with you. And I know I have that problem. People fall in love with me because, you know.
That's my problem. I thought that was just me.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was my problem.
Well,
you know,
well,
cause
you
I love myself.
That self-confidence. When you exude that
mm-hmm.
self-confidence, other people pick up on it. And
yes.
Like I said, you have no problem with having so if you love yourself, having someone else fall in love with you. It makes it easy. It draws them to you.
Yes.
You know,
no, that is
yes.
so true, Queen. That's so true. Plus we got dogs. Don't leave our dogs out. Our dogs are our best
oh,
friends.
Oh, very much
you.
So. Very much so. I have two of the most amazing dogs in the world. I have a cockapoo, Dr. Pepper, and a Shih Tzu, Mr. Binky, and we don't need no other company. We're good. They
right.
go everywhere I
That's
go.
That's so true.
Diana has her baby.
Chloe Elizabeth.
Yes. So I mean,
no,
you know,
I'm not going out like that.
But I ain't going out like that.
Love is
love.
Hey. The love is unconditional.
Dog.
There's nothing like
that. Physical.
Okay, so we're going to show the dogs on the show. We're going to show the dogs on the show, but then we're going to get back to the men.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah. For
the ladies,
sure.
ladies want to see the men.
That part.
They want to see the men.
Most men are intimidated by my dogs, and Diana has the same problem. You know, they're intimidated because they just don't understand. You know how you can love an animal so hard, and you're such a they want to call you a witch and everything else because you don't cater to their needs. Who has the time? Who really has the time?
Y'all in for a good old show.
I know that I'm like loving it. I love the energy. I love the way that you all feed on each other. I mean, I just can't wait to see. I'm actually waiting right now for the trailer of this show. Mr. Collins has told me to stop bothering him. He has. He's like, 'cause I'm like, do you have the trailer? Do you have the trailer? Can I get the trailer? Can I get the trailer? I'm ready to go. Can I get the trailer? He's like, I'll get the trailer. I'll get the photos to you. I'm like, we have to go. This show, I'm telling you, I feel it. Sometimes you just feel something. I believe that this show is really going to be hot. You have great energy, great synergy, six women who are willing to bare their souls and let everybody see who they really are. I think that's interesting. I really think that's hot.
Right, yeah. Well, like I said, it's going to unfold. The public will get to know who we are and what makes each of us tick. And
mm-hmm.
like I said, I love all of my girls. I really do. That's mm-hmm. why they're with me. because everybody has a unique something to bring to the table to make the show work. And this is why I haven't killed them, you know.
Oh, wow. So, wow. You have a big backyard. Huh? It's a lot of bodies buried back there.
Yes, yes, yes. So I'm just, I love my girls
and we love you.
Thank you, baby. Yeah, but hey, Sharifa, they'll be talking about me in a few minutes. Don't worry.
Oh no, I'm not worried. I'm waiting. Yes. You know, I'm waiting. That's what we gonna tune in to see. You know what I mean? But the thing that I know is that television, one way or another, it has to have some drama, but you have to have a good core friendship and, you know, sisterhood in order to make it through. Because they said
That's even right.
With the late, great Whitney Houston and her doing her reality show when they did Being Bobby Brown, it was like one of the worst things that she could have done to her career and to the marriage and the whole thing, because you let people in and allow people to see things, you know, the real you, what happens behind the scenes, what you're doing when you're in the kitchen, how you live your life. And sometimes there are things, you know, that you may not want people to see. You have these arguments where you're emotional, you're PMSing that day. Y'all probably don't have a problem no more. But anyway, you know, you're going through whatever it is that you're going through that day, and the whole world can see it.
Yeah, well, you know what? My motto in life is you have to be yourself before you be by yourself, you know, and that, you know, that goes to say, you know, yeah, there's things in my life that I've done that I'm not proud of, but you know what? My life is an open book. So if someone else has a problem with it, that's their problem, not mine. I can't help the way that you feel about me. That's your problem. It has nothing to do with me. So, you know, with that being said, this is why I had no problem with unfolding my life. Like I said, it's all not pretty. It's all not pretty, but you know what? It is what it is.
Yes, yes. But this is what I'm going to ask of all of you ladies. This is we're down to the last 4 minutes of the show, and I'm going to allow you a few final words. This is my request for each and every one of you as we make this journey together, because we're making this journey together, all of us, is just remember the friendship and the sisterhood that you have right now, because when you go on television and the editing, there's going to be so many people that have so many things to say, and so that just being, you know, glamour divas or diva glamours together, just remember the core friendship that you have.
Exactly. You know what, Sharifa, very and funny important. You should say that, because I told all of the divas before, I said, no matter what goes on camera, at the end of the day, you have to be able to give each other a hug, you know.
That's right.
So
right.
It's like couples, you never go
together.
to bed angry.
That's right.
Yeah, you never go to bed angry or not speaking, because you don't know if that's your time being able to speak, and you don't want any
right.
regrets. No
right.
regrets.
Okay. And then also remember that, you know, you may, even if you guys do, you know, there's a scene with an argument or something like that, maybe that argument was a one-hour argument. The audience is only going to be able to see 2 minutes of it. So they're going to get the highlights. They're going to get when one of you threw a chair at the other one. But when you hugged it out, or when you said, you know what, I really didn't mean to call you fat, we didn't show that on the air. You know what I mean? So just, you know, be sisters, be good to each other, love each other, because we love you here at Punch TV Studios, and we are ready to make this into a hit show. So, Ms. Queen Turner, I'm going to give you the last couple of minutes to give us some final words on Diva Glamours and tell everyone to tune in on Punch TV.
Yes, well, I want to thank Joseph Collins for believing in my project, and you know, and thank him so much, and I'm sure that's from the other divas also, and we're looking forward to having a beautiful, wonderful relationship. Those are the kind of relationships that I like, where we can all get together, laugh, and make some money. So, hey, with that being said, I'm looking forward to seeing my girls give their best, and I do my best. And I want everybody to stay tuned because, hey, Diva Glamaz, what I always say, girls, we're coming at ya.
Thank you for tuning in to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. I am your co-host, Sharifa Harding. This has been the TGIF episode. Until Monday, next time, we're here Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in, and we are out.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.